the final row came while we were making the recording of Sneaking Suspicion. That was when it all kind of blew up into an argument, and he more or less said, well, if you want to do it this way, I'm going to leave. And we said, well, okay, old son, go. And obviously it was a great loss, because there was this bloke who's got this incredible stage presence, which I'm sure that a good 40 or 50% of our appeal to the mass audience was because of him skipping about all over the stage. That's what people wanted to come and see.
I suppose forevermore there'll be two sides to this story. I mean, I always think that I was blown out. They think I left. God knows, it's so silly now, but no, I mean, I always thought that Dr. Feelgood was my thing, and I never wanted to be a musician or anything. It just happened by accident. And I thought, because, you know, Dr. Feelgood was a special thing. It just had a special feeling. Nothing I'd ever done with bands or anything had felt like that. And I always thought, well, that would be the only thing I ever did. And in fact, in the aftermath of that separation, for a long time, I didn't think I would actually play again. And then, I don't know, just inertia made me carry on. But people sometimes say to me, does it annoy you when people keep asking you about Dr. Feelgood and it's such a long time ago? But I understand why, because it was a very special band, and one that I'm proud to have been associated with. I suppose sometimes Lee must have missed me, and certainly at times I missed him.